We continue our learning. We are on Yom Perakei, Mishnah Dalet. After the Kohen finished with his avoda, with the sprinkling of the blood of the par, the Mishnah here says, now, he had placed down the Mizrak, the klisharis, with the blood that was left over from the par. He put it down on that Kan HaZahav, on that stand, the golden stand in the Heichal. And he went out to the Azara, and now they brought him this Seir that was She'Allah Alav HaGorah Lashem, that had the Gorol that was Lashem. The other will be Lazazel. We'll deal with that later. He now has the Seir that's going to be Shechted. Says the Mishnah, Shechato V'kibol B'Mizrak Estamo, he slaughtered it, and he received the blood in the Mizrak, in the Klishares. Nichnas L'mokom Shenichnas. He then returned to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. He came out from the Kodesh HaKodeshim to the Azara after doing the sprinkling, and now he goes back into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And he stood in the same place, Bein Habadim, between the poles of the Aron, or where the Aron used to be, V'hizah Mimenu, and now he's sprinkling from the Dam HaSoyer. Achas L'mala, V'sheva L'mato, same as when it came to the par. One up, upward, and then seven downward. V'lo hayam is kavin lahazos lo lamala v'lo lamata ela kematzlif. As we explained, a whipping motion, not he was planning to hit any particular part of the aron, but rather it's a whipping motion that went down and fell on the floor in front of it. V'chach hayam oneh, same counting, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. The Mishnah says v'chuleh. Whatever he did when it came to the Dam HaPar, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Tesvav, Tesvav, Vishacharas Seir Achatas Asher La'am, Vehivies Damo El Mibes La Paroches, Vasoes Damo Kasher Asol Dam HaPar. Same, whatever you did with the Dam HaSor, with the Dam HaPar, you do with the Dam HaSor, Viza Oso Ala Kapores, Vilifne HaKapores. So, after he's done with that, says the Mishnah Yotza, he then leaves the Kodesh HaKodeshim, V'hinicho al kan hasheni shohaya b'heichal, and he placed this klisharis, the Mizrak, the basin, with the Dam HaSoyer, the leftover Dam HaSoyer, on the second stand that was in the Heichal, a second golden stand that they had. There were two there. One, he placed the Dam HaPar leftovers in the Mizrak, and now he's placing the Dam HaSoyer on the other one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yasham elo kan echad bilvad. He says, no, there was only one. And which had, there was only one stand. He had the Dam HaPar on there before, and when he left with the Mizrak, with the basin, with the klisharis of the Dam HaSoyer, what did he do? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Natal Dam HaPar. He took the Dam HaPar off from that stand, V'hiniach Dam HaSoyer, and placed the Dam HaSoyer in its place. That's the way the Mefarshim explained, based on the Gemara, that the language of Natal Dam HaPar is the end of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Mishnah here says, now, Natal Dam HaPar, that's the end of Rabbi Yehuda telling us, yeah, and that's exactly what he did. He took the Dam HaPar off and placed the Dam HaSoyer down. Now, according to the, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, according to the Tanakhama, he placed the Dam HaSoyer down on the Kan HaSheni. Remember, according to Tanakhama, there are two stands. So he placed the Dam HaSoyer down first, and then he took the Dam HaPar. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is one stand, does he have to first remove the Dam HaPar and then place the Dam HaSoyer. V'hizah Mimenu, so now he has in his hand the Mizrak with the Dam HaPar. The Dam HaPar has the leftover blood that was used to sprinkle the Kodesh HaKodeshim, one above, seven down. And he now comes with that blood, V'hizah Mimenu ala paroches, shekeneged ha'aron mibachutz. He's now in the Heichal, and he's sprinkling opposite the Makom Ha'aron in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but that's where he's standing. He's standing opposite it, but he's in the Heichal, meaning he is beyond the Kodesh HaKodeshim. He has the Paroches, the curtain in front of him. So he's officially in the Heichal. And once again, Achas L'mala, V'sheva L'mata, V'lo Hayam is Kavin, the same thing. He didn't have Kavana to do Hazah above, below, etc. It was Kematzlif. And he would count the same way. The Mishnah says it's also etc. And was obviously achas, achas, v'achas, achas, ushtayim, etc. Then the Mishnah says that was the Dam HaPar doing the second sprinkling on the parocha. So we had sprinkling of the par, Dam HaPar. Then we had sprinkling of the Dam HaSoyer in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now we have the sprinkling of the par on the parochas. And we have, or towards the parochas. And we have the sprinkling now, what we're about to do, this so'ir towards the parochas. Says the Mishnah, Natal Dama so'ir v'hiniach Dama par. Mishnah is, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, but there was only one Khan, so of course he took the Dama so'ir for off the Khan to place then the Dama par on there. But according to the Chachamim, there were two Khanim, there were two stands, so he put the Dama par down on its own stand, and then took the Dama Sir to do the second sprinkling, the sprinkling of the Dama Sir on the Parochas. And some say that our Mishnah even is according to the Chachamim when it says, Natal Dam HaSoir first, V'hiniach Dama par. How? Because the language of V'hiniach means, no, it's not in that order, Kvar Hiniach, meaning when it says Natal Dam HaSoir, V'hiniach Dam HaPar means that he had already placed on the Dam HaPar when he picked up the Dam HaSoir, and therefore the Mishnah can be understood according to the Chachamim either way. Okay, so now what did he do with the Dam HaSoir? V'hizam imenu from the Dam HaSoir ala paroches shekineged ha'aron mibachutz. So he would sprinkle also the Dama So'ir now, just like the Dama Par had to be done on the Parochas in the area facing the Aron, just like he did with the Dama Par. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. And this is what we read in Vayerko Tezayin Tezayin v'chein yaseh la'ohel moed. What is that? What are we darshan from there? Just like his mazeh does hazah, sprinkling of fnai levifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does the same hazah in the Heichal. How so? Just like lefnai levifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's one above and seven below from the Dama Par. So he has to do the same, one above, seven below from the Dama Sayer. That's true when it comes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal. That's what it means. V'chein yaseh la'ohel moed. Then the Mishnah says, Ira dam hapar l'soch dam hasoir. He then mixed the two, as it says in the pasuk v'lakach midam hapar midam hasoir. He's going to be taking from both, from a mix of them. Obviously, he's mixing them together. V'nasan es hamalei barekon. The Mishnah concludes, he places the full one in the empty. What does it mean? He then mixes them again. He mixes them, that which he mixed already, he had it, now he has an empty basin, an empty mizrak. He now took from that mix and poured them in the one that was, he mixed again all the dam that was mixed up from the mizrak of the dam hasoir, which was full, into the mizrak, which was empty with the dam apar, and now they'll get mixed up once another time. And he's going to have to go sprinkle from the Dama Par and the Dama Sari as well. There is some debate about when it comes to the Parochas, is he sprinkling on the Parochas or in front of the Parochas, similar to that issue when it comes to the Aron, which we assume was on the floor, not up to the Aron as well. Parochas is a question. When the Tanab, so some say no, it's on the floor, and others claim, and they say, he once saw the Parochas in Rome, and there was blood on the Parochas. That seems to be a riot that they were sprinkling on the Parochas itself. Different opinions whether that's a good proof or not. Yoma Perakei Mishnah Hey. Quoting the pasuk from the Avodah in Vayikra Tezayin, V'yatza el hamizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. What's the mizbeach that's lifnei Hashem? Zeh mizbeach hazahav. This is the golden mizbeach, the mizbeach hapnimis, the one that had the daily ketores upon it, right in the middle of the heichal. On the right is the shulchan, on your right is the shulchan, on your left is the menorah, facing, of course, the paroches. All the way, the first thing you come in contact with is the very small Mizbeach Hazav. So here the Mishnah now says, after the Kohen Gadol finished the Hazos of the Dama Par and the Dama Sar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal, so now it says he's supposed to mix the blood, which we just described, and he's supposed to take from the Dama Ta'arovis, from that mixture of the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, and place it on the Kronos, on the horns of the Mizbeach, which is Lifnei Hashem. That's the Mizbeach Azov, because the Mizbeach and the Azara is not called Lifnei Hashem. It's not as close, not right in front. It's not the opposite of the Aron at all. It's off to the side. It's off to the south. The Mishnah here says, V'yatza means he's leaving the place where he's still in the Heichal. So he's not going anywhere. He was right in front of the Parochas. What does it mean he's leaving? He's leaving the place where he stood when he sprinkled towards the Parochas, which was from the Mizbeach and inward, and now he's standing on the Mizbeach and outward. He has to stand now in front of, with the Mizbeach in front of him, so this way he's all the way, really, at the entrance to the Heichal, as opposed to very close to the entrance of the Kodesh HaKodeshim when he was standing in front of the Parochas, sprinkling on the Parochas. And here the Mishnah says, Hischil Mechate V'yore. He began to sprinkle on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav, and mechate literally means that he purifies, meaning as he's going around, he goes around in a circle and he sprinkles on each of those corners of that mizbeach, all four corners. The language of mechate v'yored, what do you mean yored? It means that he would put blood on each corner on the top and then all the way down. And the reason he did it top to bottom and not bottom to top is this way the blood wouldn't get his clothing all dirty. And then the Mishnah says, Meheichon hu maschil, which was the first keren, the first corner that he started from. So the Mishnah here says, Mikeren mizrachis tzvonis. And he began at the northeastern corner. Now, the northeastern corner, if you're standing right in front of the Mizbeach Hazav, about, with the Mizbeach Hazav right in front of you. So what would be on your right side? So on your right, you would be on your, the first corner you would hit on the right side would be this one, would be the Mizrach Tzfonis, would be the northeastern corner. Remember, you're in the east. And on your right is the north. That's the north side. So therefore, that's the first corner you're going to hit. Now, Rashi says that this Mishnah, we'll discuss it, we'll debate this in a little bit, but our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi, in the first Mishnah held that there, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was only one parochas, not two, the way we describe two, when an area and Ava in between and he'd walk through. He said there was only one parochas. So where would the Kohen Gadol walk through? Not the fancy way. He said he went all the way to the south and then came back to the north. No, according to Rabbi Yossi, he would enter in the north, which is on his right side, and when he finished, he'd turn around and then come back in the north. So then it makes perfect sense that he's going to begin also in the north, northeastern corner. Once he gets standing in front of the Mizbeach Hazav, so he would be coming out from the north, and now he can begin on the north side, the northeastern side, and begin the sprinkling. And that's what it means. V'yatza el ha-mizbeach. And he comes all the way, of course, he used to come and walk beyond. Maybe he's turning around from the parochas. He's got to walk past the Mizbeach in order that the Mizbeach be in front of him to begin the sprinkling. But he is on that right side. He is on the northern side. And therefore, he would begin with this corner, Mizrachis Tzfonis, and then he would go to, the Mishnah says, Tzfonis Ma'aravis. He begins walking forward, and that is the northwestern corner. Then he'd come to Ma'aravis Dromis, the southwestern corner, and then he would end at the Dromis Mizrachis at the southeastern corner. Makom Shu Maschil Bechatas Al Mizbeach Hachitzon, says the Mishnah, the place where he would begin when it came to the regular carbon chatas on the outer Mizbeach, that's what he normally would do. If you look at the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Zvachim, it's in our davening, Ezu Makoman, that's the way it's described. The Chatos HaTzibur, what do? You sprinkle on the four corners and you begin. You go up the Kevesh, and the first place you go is the Keren Dromis Mizrachis. That's where you're going to begin. That's where you begin. So what it's saying here, it says, let's finish the line. Makom Shehu Maschil Bechatas Al Mizbeach HaChitzon Misham Hayo Gomer Al Mizbeach HaPnimi. What he's pointing out is that the place where you would start, when it came to the outer, the Karban Chatas, the outer Mizbeach, the place where you would start there, which was the southeastern corner, that would be the place where you would end when it came to Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now, the truth is it's really the same, because if you know the configuration of the two Mizbechot, you would take note of the fact that either way, you are beginning on the area, if you're facing the Mizbeach, you'll be beginning in the area that's right to your right. What corner is that? Well, it depends. If you're, remember the Mizbeach HaNechoshes and Mizbeach HaChitzon is configuration very differently. If you're walking up the Kevesh, you're walking from south to north. When it comes to the other Mizbeach, you're walking from east to west. So it's very different. So on your first corner is going to be different, and your end corner is going to be different. But the point of the Mishnah here is that the place where you would start in the Chatas on the outer Mizbeach is a place where you would end on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkomo Haya Omeid Umechate. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen would not go from one corner to another. He would stay in the northeastern corner, and from there he would sprinkle on all the chronos. He didn't have to walk around at all. Mizbech Hazav was not large. It was an Abba Bayanama. So you didn't have to stretch in order to do that. Valkulon Hayanose Milamata Lamala, and he would go place the blood from below above. Chutz Mizu, except the first corner. He would play. Okay, this is all Rabbi Eliezer talking. He would go from below above, to the bottom of the corner, and then sprinkle to bring up the blood, slide up the blood to the top. And then, except the first corner. The northeastern corner was the first one, so Shehoisa Lefanav, that was right where he was standing. Shealeha Yonosen Milamala Lamata. That he would do above and below, because we're afraid if he did below, bottom to top, he would get his clothing dirty. But that problem he's not going to have when it comes to the other parts of the Mizbeach. If he's not standing in front of him, he's stretching out a little bit, he's not moving at all, so he doesn't have that problem. This is all Rabbi Eliezer speaking. Again, Valkula that he would do above and below, top to bottom. Now, we mentioned the fact that Rashi understood that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Bar Tanura understood that way, but according to the Tanakhama, that there were two parochos. So then things would be very different, because the Kohen Gadol then is coming out. If you remember, there are two openings. It's folded over on two different sides, the two parochos. He'd begin coming in on the south, walk all the way to the north, walk through, and then come into the Kodesh Kodeshim, and he'd be coming out in the south. If that would be the case, then the first Karen that he hits, assuming he is Yatzai Lechutz, he comes out and walks to stay as he stands in front of the Mizbeach, the first corner he hits is the Ma'aravis Dromis, and therefore Ein Mavrin Ala Mitzvos, he should begin there. And therefore that is the opinion of the Tanakhama, unlike our Mishnah, and he would start at that Keren, the Keren Dromis Mizrachis, not the northeastern corner, but rather the southeastern corner, and he would start his circling from that point. However, some say that that's not true. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam holds that there were two parochos, the way we described it the first time around, two curtains, which is not like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and yet he understands our Mishnah the way the Mishnah says, that he's going to begin at the northeastern corner, not the southeastern corner. So obviously, the Rambam, and many Mefarshim explain that the Rambam obviously understood that even if you hold the two parochos, since he had to come all the way out anyway and walk beyond the golden Mizbeach in order to now stand in front of it. So here you are. If you're standing in front of it, the first place you are to your right side, Kol Pino Satran Ponel Lo Yuel Yamin, in fact, is the northeastern corner anyway, and everyone would hold that you could begin with that corner.